Glyn, the launch today, why is it important for FCN to be here in Herefordshire now?
I think it's very important to be in all counties across the country. We're trying to develop groups wherever there is a gap for that kind of support. And with the, I suppose it's the demise of the Rural Stress Network group that was here before, we were pleased to be invited to come along and support Herefordshire. We're at a very important moment, I think, for some farmers because of the weather conditions and change in nature of farming. There's been a collapse in the sheep market recently, very recently, and all this provides farmers with a lot of stress and uncertainty about the future.
Faith and farming were interlinked for centuries, and how does faith fit into the charity itself?
FCN is a Christian voluntary organisation, and all those that are working in the organisation are motivated to support people because of their faith. But we do not only support people who are members of a faith group, we support all people who come to us for need. And you don't have to have any kind of faith to have the support of FCN. But it's the motivation of the organisation, the original founders, and indeed many of the people who are now volunteers, and indeed the staff in the organisation, that's really important.
Go back 100 years, and particularly here in the border counties, the only time people might have met was at market on a Wednesday in Herefordshire and then at chapel or church on a Sunday. Both those things, with the change in industry and the change in busy lifestyles, people are going to less. And that obviously means farmers are meeting each other less and sharing their thoughts and their worries less.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. Farmers are much more marginalised from mainstream rural society nowadays. They feel more isolated, and there's a great deal of loneliness about. And they don't have the people just to spend time with, just to sort of downtime from their working lives. And of course, there are less people actually on the farms now. And so a single farmer will be doing all the things that used to be done by several farmers in the past, and they're working very hard all hours, and there isn't anywhere to go to have downtime.
A wonderful lifestyle, even on a day like this with these very black clouds above us, being outside is brilliant, but also sometimes a very lonely lifestyle. And I know a lot of people, young farmers, feel a lot of pressure on their shoulders. They're walking in footsteps of many generations, and they might be the last ones.
Yes, I think we've just developed a survey nationally, which is being sent out to young farmers' clubs, to ask them about the kind of needs that they think they might have in the future, and indeed present. A lot of young farmers have already moved into other areas of work because they're and are no longer looking to farm. But those that are, I think, are nervous about what that might mean in the future.
And on a day like today, you brought out some stats which surprised me. 2,000 people that FCN nationally has helped this year. What sort of things are you helping them with?
About 50% of the people who come to us come because they've got financial problems and need some way of helping them signpost to support and work out how they're going to get through the problems that they're having. Nationally, around about 25% of farming families live with, as it were, a take-home wage of less than the national average. That's a very big feature of the issue. That's the main issue that people come to us for support. But quite a lot of people come because they are lonely and depressed and have mental health problems and feel isolated. There's a very high suicide risk in farming people feel suicidal and need somebody to talk to about that. We try to encourage people to open up about those feelings, because in opening up, that names the feelings and helps them to think about what they're doing and where they're going, and our volunteers can provide the support and befriending that they need when people are feeling like that.
Thank you.